This is HM correspondent Dulcinea Diggs, and today I'm speaking with Hugh Johnson for his show, As the World Turns. Okay, now, it seems that the tropical systems have slowed down. Does this mean, maybe, this will not be as active as a year originally thought?
Probably not. It would be great if that were the case. Now, one thing that we've noticed is that the El Nino, or rather the La Nina, has not really picked up again. It's still kind of trying to pick up. So we haven't seen that happen, but we see a very warm Atlantic Ocean, a rhythm of exceptionally probably caused by global warming. We've actually seen this for years now, and this is why we've seen that have had a lot of active tropical years. And what's happened was we actually had already had a Cape Verde storm way back a few weeks ago. But generally speaking, there is usually a pause in late July and early August. And then by mid-August, the season really ramps up. And we don't hit our peak until mid-September. So the thinking is, and I certainly agree with it, is that we'll start rocking and rolling here in a couple of weeks. And when we do, look out. And what I'm really concerned about is that we have this big ridge that I talked about that's in the Atlantic, and it's sort of like this big block. If storms, Cape Verde storms, come up from the south, they could easily swing around this ridge and come right up the coast. And if they do that, we're in trouble because we have had so much rain that it could be like the year of Irene, 2011. I don't know if you remember that, but we actually got a break in July that year. It was a dry July, but then it got wet in August, a lot of storms, a lot of rain, and then we had Irene, and of course Irene brought devastating flooding. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but it is definitely, I'm seeing a concern, and you know, I just hope we don't get any storms near us. But that's what the pattern looks like now. Once they get going, they might have a pathway to come right up the coast. We've already seen two of the five so far this year come near us, and that's not a good sign.
Now, how long do El Nino and La Nina typically last?
Very good question. About a year and a half to 2 years. They usually are 1.5 to 2 year cycle, and then they go back the other way. There are exceptions. Some years we've had a couple times where we had 3 or 4 years of El Ninos and or La Ninas. This one would be a second year. It was kind of weak last year, so I don't know if it's going to be that strong this year as well, but that's usually what it is. A couple, we'll say anywhere from 2 to 5 years.
Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson.
Got it.
Okay, and dare to make a forecast for the rest of the summer, fall, and or even winter?
Oh boy, here we go. Well, what I'm seeing is persistence in this nasty pattern we're in, and as I keep looking every day on the models, and I keep trying to see a breakaway that's going to change, and I haven't seen it yet. It does change a little bit. The ridge will build a little further east or west, and you'll get a little shift in the trough, and we'll get a little break in the whole rain thing for a couple of days. But as you know, as you saw in July, there was only a couple of days. And unfortunately, looking ahead, I don't see a whole lot of change in August. So I'm afraid August could end up being wetter than normal. Hopefully not a lot wetter, because if it is, we'll have more flooding. So, and again, we'll have to hope that we don't get a tropical system up the coast. But that is, I think the threat is higher than normal, certainly climatologically. So I'm going to say August will be a little wetter, and maybe temperatures closer to normal than we had, but, you know, not real hot. And then the fall, there may be a pattern change. There usually is in the season, when the cheese season actually changes, there's some kind of a pattern change. And the only analog I can see to this is July of 2009, and that fall was actually started cool and stayed kind of wet, but then by November, it got kind of nice and not as wet and milder. Not saying it's going to happen this time, but that's the only thing I can... So, we'll keep our fingers crossed that we get a little, you know, fall gets a little nicer. And as far as winter goes, I mean, part of me says look out, but, you know, I've said that a couple of times and it hasn't been so bad. But last year we got lucky, the really cold air, that really cold, horrific, you know, Arctic air mass stayed more west. So I just got a feeling this year in the winter, something, you know, we could end up with a really cold spell anyways. As far as snow, we'll just have to see. But I would lean towards a colder than normal or winter, at least closer to normal. But we'll just have to see. I'm not going to officially make my prediction yet, but that's what I'm kind of thinking right now.
Now, of course, can you please tell the people how we can do our part to affect global warming?
Well, the couple of things you can do is just at least try to avoid the automobile at least once a week. because every time you drive a mile, you add a pound of CO2 to the air, and we don't need any more CO2. So if you can try to take public transportation, walk, bike, that'd be great. Always try elected the officials politically of just who will support global warming. And most of the time, Democrats are better at it than not always than Republicans, but that's, you know, an important thing to consider. Basically just be aware that we do not have all the time in the world to get this right. We have to eventually figure out a way to stop putting CO2 into the atmosphere. And, you know, it may be 7 years, you may have less time. I would say a little more than 7 years, but either way, that we do have we can't keep doing this and expect, we've already seen crazy things going on, and it could very well continue, and it could get worse in time.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Johnson. Of course, it has been a pleasure to speak with you, as always.
You too, and you have a great day.
You too. Well, this has been HMN correspondent Dulcinea Diggs, and I spoke with retired meteorologist Hugh Johnson for his show, As the World Turns. Thank you so much.